Here at the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour with me is Representative Marcy Kaptur. And what district do you represent here, Marcy?
I represent a northern district in Ohio, number 9, right on Lake Erie that adjoins Canada and, of course, lower Michigan.
Well, it was a great pleasure to have you here to speak to this group, and a very inspiring speech. It's nice that you really relate to these people, and that's great. So what I wanted to ask...
I admire them very much.
Well, what was your main message to these people here?
My main message was to thank them for being in the greatest tradition of the United States, our love of the land, the ethic of conservation and land stewardship that is rooted deep in our history, and thanking them for their leadership in the 20th and now 21st centuries, and challenging them to advance the knowledge they have to inspire the nation, those that are not directly in agriculture, for example, but who need to understand their ethic of land management, of water management, taking it to a broader audience, and thinking of ways, and I even suggested local weather reports, finding ways to take the information they have and teach a nation that many, many, where many, many people have forgotten about the importance of proper land and water management. It was never taught in school. They had no connection with agriculture, and they represent the majority of the American people, and that we have to carry this incredible tradition forward to the next generations to come.
You participated in a ceremony along Lake Erie this week, all right, about an important project that's going to help filter out some of the bad things that go into the lake.
Yes, we have a challenge in Lake Erie with it being the shallowest of the Great Lakes, but it's the most prolific, the most fish, the most drawn upon for water uses on both the U.S. and Canadian sides, and we have algal blooms and heavy phosphorus loading into the lake, and unfortunately E. coli from sewage systems that are still antiquated. And we have a real challenge because Lake Erie is backsliding after nearly a half century of progress. And we have polluted beaches and so forth. So through the Great Lakes Fund, $1.3 million was announced for a manufactured wetland. We've been working on this design for almost 10 years now that will be installed at Wolf Creek in order to filter the E. coli and the phosphorus in a very creative way, perhaps even being able to reuse phosphorus where it is needed, but to have settling ponds and to kind of invent a new way of protecting the lake from these very, it isn't just invasive species, but invasive drainage that really harms the lake and harms the fish life, harms the marina industry that is so vital to us and is responsible with the tourism industry for over 100,000 jobs in this region. We just simply can't have these threats to the lake continue.
Well, I know this wasn't a political speech, really, for you. It must be nice to take a break from Washington right now.
So nice.
But before too long, you're going to have to be back there, and the budget crisis and everything looming. How do you feel about what's going on in Washington right now?
I think that it doesn't represent the greatness of the American people. I think that what is going on now is counterproductive to stabilizing the republic when she's in great economic recession. And all progress is based on human relationships, and I think that the relationships between members have broken down in the Congress, and we have to somehow restore that. And every day I make it a point to go on the other side of the aisle and to try to engage in conversation. But it takes two to tango, and it takes 535 members with an ability to rise above partisanship, rise above ideology, and to really try to move the republic forward at a time of great stress. So I'm not proud of what's been happening, but it's going to take great leadership on the part of each and every one of those members.
You're on the House Agriculture Committee.
I am on the Agriculture Appropriations Committee.
Well, that's an important one, and we've got a farm bill possibly coming up here within the next year. We also look at funding for conservation programs that they're talking about cutting. What are you looking at as far as the budget battle when we get into a 2012 farm bill?
I think conservation is going to have some challenges. I think that, again, there is not the ethic among some for careful stewardship of the land and water at this time when our population is double what it was when I was born and will triple up to 500 million people by 2050. I think this is why we must take the lessons of our soil and water conservers to a larger level. They have to break the boundaries of their comfort zone of talking to other Aggies, and they have to take it to a larger level, because the American people, essentially the majority of people, want a beautiful country. They want to know what to do to make it better, and we have to help them find those ways, and that will influence their political leadership. But I think the Aggies have to go beyond their comfort zone, and they have to reach a larger audience. The media is very important, and they have to find ways to reach a broader public with the lessons that they carry forward every day.
Well, we certainly appreciate you being here. Appreciate your common sense views in our Congress, and it's a pleasure to meet
you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming out.
At the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.